always curious to see who's going to show up first here. Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to the show. As always, I'm still David Burrows. And Danny Cochimilio showed up first today. Happy rainy day Mondays always. Yeah, do you remember that song? Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Well, come on now. It's Monday, but it's happy Monday because we're here on the show. Happy rainy day Monday. Back to you, Danny Cochimilio. Thanks for being here. Barry Loxton here as well. Good afternoon to you, Barry. I'm going to be talking about Barry. Well, actually, I'll be talking about his wife. But he's here, so I'm not really talking behind his back. Whatever I'm going to be saying is actually a good thing. But happy Monday, everybody, wherever you're watching from. I see lots of you here already. I appreciate you showing up. And, you know, even though if you're not watching live, if you're watching the replay of the show, do me a favor, still make your comments there. Say hello and let us know how you're doing, where you're watching from. Even the replay is important to get the information that we're talking about here with our community members and just spread the word. If every one of you would share this with three people, you'd help us grow the show some more and reach some more people. Some new things underway and how I'm going to be doing the show and who I'm going to have on the show as well. We're still going to be community, but anyway, that's coming up in the future. You got to keep it fresh, right? So Carl Freeman says, hello from Happy Monday from Oshawa. You're back in Oshawa. I'm guessing you were like away working when you were in Bancroft or wherever you were. Car Wars is here. Hello. Nice to have you here. Check out their YouTube channel, Car Wars, if you like all the nitty-gritty racing and dirt stuff. And that just was Car Wars. It's all about cars. Thanks for being here. And happy Monday. It's it is raining right now on Monday if you're watching live. Which, if it's going to rain on any day of the week, wouldn't you rather it rain on Monday than like a Saturday or a Sunday? I mean, really, if it's got to rain, Monday. We've really needed it here. It was getting dry out there. And as a motorcycle rider, of course, I'm not a fan of rain. I'm just only not a fan of rain when I'm on the motorcycle. When I'm not on the motorcycle, like rain, right? It makes the grass greener. I said that to somebody the other day. I go, oh, my dad used to say, well, rain makes the grass greener. And then the guy was like, well, yeah, but then you got to cut it. Really? Let's be positive. Rain's good. And Henriquez, Papa Bear, happy birthday. Happy birthday, David Ross. Oh, is it David's birthday today? Well, happy birthday. Thanks for being here, Bear. We've got to have you back soon. We miss you, buddy. Hope you're doing well. I'm going to do a couple of shout-outs just as I get started here today. I was talking about Barry Loxton and Barry and, well, his wife, Deborah Matchett. This is a book written by her. And also give credit to Angel Brookrick. I hope I said that right. Lizzie Learns to Love Herself. This is part of a series of books that it's a, you know, about all the books have different themes. One's about bullying and self-confidence, right? Learning to love yourself. It's okay to love yourself. You got to like yourself. You got to love yourself. You got to look in the mirror and go, I like me. That's good. So these books were donated. So I'm a part of the 999th Legion for Child Rights, which is a group supporting child's rights. And we ride motorcycles too. Barry and his wife very generously donated 20 of these books to our group. So thank you, Deborah and Barry, for doing that. We're going to be sharing these with young children in our community that come across our path and need some support. That's what our motorcycle group is all about. And now we've got these books to hand out, as well as we've got the No One Stands Alone resource booklet that is available in different areas. You can go to noonestandsalone.ca to find out where you can get these booklets. And, you know, I interview a lot of people from different associations, and I go through this book, and I see some that I would expect to be there. And then there's like other ones where, wow, didn't even know that existed. Oh, wow, that's a thing. Like, here's one, Good to Talk, Post-Secondary Student Support, right? Bounce Back, Adult Crisis, Victim Services, Sexual Assault Survivor Center, the Family Counseling. It's all listed right here in one place. And you can also go to noonestandsalone.ca to get the information. Now, this is the Sarnia Lampton edition. And that's a clue. That's a big clue. when I interviewed Deb Patel, who was the forefront of bringing this into our community, I said, "Oh, Sarnia Lambton edition. So does that mean other cities?" She told me I was very observant. That means it's going to be coming to other communities. So noonestandsalone.ca to find out how you can get those. And then again, Lizzie Learns to Love Herself. And Michelle says, yeah, great books. Michelle Dion is fully aware. Thanks for saying that, Michelle. Hope you're doing well. And Henriquez is doing well. That's good. Everybody's good. It's not raining there. Not well, I don't have time to drive to Oshawa for no rain. We needed the rain down here. Although I will say, Jennifer texted me this morning just after she left the house. And she's like, you better go down and check your studio because I guess we had some water coming in the basement. Thankfully, I'm fine. I will say this. It's lightning and thundering right now. So to my guests who are waiting, if the power goes out, I'll reboot when the power comes on. And hopefully you're still. And if the power goes out, it'll just be a short show today. It's the way it's going to be. All right. Of course, we always want to take time to say hello and thank you to our supporting sponsors. And there's a long list, but our main sponsors, Active Ears Hearing Centers, Christine Fiji, where better hearing begins with you. Thank you, Christine, for your ongoing support. I went to high school with Christine. That's how long we've known each other. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, thank you very much, Christine, for your support. Barry Bentley and Hughes Intelligence, security specialists. They've been great supporters for many years as well. And we appreciate their continued support. Oswald's Diner, located out on Plank Road. That was super fun over the weekend. They had their fifth annual Show and Shine. I don't have a number yet, but I know thousands of dollars was raised in support of the Special Olympics Sarnia Special Olympics, I should say. And there was 300 motorcycles out there. They had the slow races and the burnout competition, which I'm happy to say I did my first burnout competition ever. And I revved it up. It was really cool. It's on my Facebook if you want to check it out. That was just a really cool feeling. And we raised a whole bunch of money as well. Congratulations to Art and Karen from the Oswald's Diner Company for having a successful show. We met up with them last night to talk about it. They were so happy with all the community support and all the motorcycles that showed up. And there was so many volunteers there that helped make it successful as well. So kudos to everybody. Visit them online at their menu or their website with their menu at oswalds.com. Here on Shores, SWO is one of the group of companies from AG Event Graphics. Visit them online at askguy.ca. And they have been a supporter for 10 years here on the show. So very grateful to Guy and his staff down there as well. And Joe's Discount Tire. It's going to be soon time to change those tires again. I hate to say it, but that's just the way it is. So thank you so much to all of our sponsors that come on regularly here to support us. Let's go back. Oh, yeah. The Oswald Show and Shine was a great event. Yeah. Barry said that. Barry was there taking some pictures. You could probably find some pictures there. And, yes, I know you're happy to donate the copies of Lizzie Learns to Love Herself. Thank you so much for that. And hey, Jackie, how you doing? One of my former students. Great to hear from you. Hope you're doing well out there. Nice to see everybody popping up and saying hello. Let's talk a little more about music in the community. The open mic and jam that was happening in August in Germain Park, pardon me, by Mr. J, is now happening out at Rooster every Wednesday night. That's what you're doing Wednesdays from 6 to 9. Head out to Rooster for open mic jam. Bring your instrument out. And if you don't have one, they might have some people around there that would help you out as well. But, you know, obviously they prefer to bring your own. But get out there. And even if you don't play a musical instrument, they like having an audience, right? So head out there to Rooster and check out Rooster on Facebook. We had one of the owners here a few weeks ago talking to us about their plans and upcoming events and an app that they're working on to support local musicians. And you can get out and give your support. Every, I believe, Friday, Saturday, Sunday they're having music. That might switch to Thursday, Friday, Saturday come the fall. But every Wednesday, get out and strut your stuff, so to speak, at the open mic and jam at Rooster. All right, this one was fun today. Who's that happy guy? The Smile Cookie event put on by Tim Hortons is happening in our city and all across. But every time you go out, $1. I bought my – I'm not – I don't think my wife watches the show, so I can say I actually bought two cookies. I had two cookies today. The Smile Cookies support St. Clair Child and Youth Services here in our community. 100% of the proceeds. So every dollar for a cookie, go get them all the way up till Sunday. September 19th. We'll support St. Clair Child and Youth Services here in our community. And St. Clair Child and Youth Services, great supporters of the youth in our community. They've been around a really long time. I'll tell you, when I was a young boy in high school, myself and my family used their services. So near and dear to my heart, and they continue to support many families and youth. But like everybody else, a lot of frustration there through the pandemic, so they really need your support. So even though, like, if you maybe should only have one cookie because you're on that diet or whatever, buy five. You probably know somebody who likes a cookie, right? So you can buy five or be the office hero. Go buy a dozen, bring them to the office, right? And spread the love around. Who doesn't like a good tasting cookie anyway, right? Okay. Lots to talk about. We're going to get through here in just a moment. I just wanted to say, make sure still that you're getting your information from the accurate places, right? You know, I know there's a lot of still frustration out there with COVID and everything else here in our area. Go to lamptonpublichealth.ca. Now, I was listening to, before I come to my first guest, I just want to put this out there. I was listening to Max Major this morning on Cool 106.3. And I was actually really proud of him for saying this, because sometimes when you're, you know, like a radio personality, for example, like Max is, you try to stay nice and neutral about things. I try to do it here too, but sometimes we have our rants. I wouldn't call this a rant from Max Major, but I would say that he was more of a plea. I know there's some protests that are being planned, that's okay. You're allowed to protest. You're allowed to have your say. I think what he was saying this morning was how you protest. For example, please do not go to Blue Water Health and protest at Blue Water Health here in Sarnia. Don't go to the hospitals and protest. They have no say in the matter. It's not, they're following the rules and the guidelines. And when you go to the hospital and you protest, you slow things down for those who need access to the hospital. It's healthcare. They need access to it. And there are people who'd like to be able to visit, as minimal as that is. One of my guests here today will attest to the fact that he's really looking forward to being able to talk to people. And when you go down to Blue Water Health or a hospital, you're really not accomplishing anything. And kudos to Max Major for bringing this up. If you want to protest, there's a list of politicians that you can go and protest their office and do that. Go to the decision makers if that's how you want to protest. And when you protest, protest nicely. I mean, we've all got an opinion and everybody's entitled to it. But I think of the way we deliver it is really going to show who we are as a people and a society, right? And we've been known to be, you know, us Canadians tend to be looked at as the nice protesters. I'm not saying that your words don't matter and your strong beliefs aren't important, but let's just, all right, you get the message. All right, Max Major, way to go for doing that on Cool 106.3. All right, enough of that. I'm done ranting as well. We're going to go to my first guest here and bring him on. And welcome back, Todd Keeley from Federal Bridge Corporation and that beautiful Blue Water Bridge picture that you have there.
Hey, David, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for being here, Todd.
I got to give you credit for that beautiful picture. It's yours.
The first time you did it, I was like, oh, I gave credit to Barry Loxton, who's watching right now. But that is mine. Thank you very much. The one good picture that I took with a camera.
Everybody's got to have just one, right?
Right, right. Well, and that Blue Water Bridge is certainly, my wife and I were just down there the other night with the motorcycles. And we're like, I've lived here all my life, and it doesn't matter how many times I come here. The scenery is always different, and it just never gets old.
It's a beautiful place. Like the thing I always find amazing when I get every once in a while some aerial shots that somebody took from an airplane, and the water is blue. It's a beautiful blue water.
Oh, yeah.
It's really unique for a river in Ontario to see nice, clear blue water underneath the bridge there.
It is for sure. I've got some drone shots that I'll send and share with you that I look and go, wow, this is where we live. My friend calls it the Southwestern Ontario Riviera.
It is. It's beautiful. Like, it's amazing. Yeah.
Well, I know who you are, and probably some regular followers know who you are, but let's remind everybody, Todd Kill, what is the Federal Bridge Corporation and what's their responsibility?
Yeah, Federal Bridge Corporation, we're a Canadian Crown Corporation. We own and administer the Canadian assets for the Government of Canada for four different bridges between Canada and the U.S. It's Blue Water Bridge, obviously being the one most of your listeners know about. But we also own the Canadian side of Sault Ste. Marie Bridge, Thousand Islands International Bridge, and Seaway International Bridge over in Cornwall. And I'm the Director of Business Development, Public Affairs, and Government Affairs.
Right. So you've got a lot of hats, and one of them is being here to talk to us about what's going on with those bridges. Yeah. I was actually near the in the Sioux the end of July there. We did a motorcycle trip, and what a beautiful area that is down there as well. How's the things been through the pandemic and all this? I think the last time we talked, you were just sort of starting to deal with that.
Yeah, it's been challenging. I think that's the same for everybody.
Yeah, right.
Anybody could say.
What can you say?
I think the only one really doing well these days is whoever makes plexiglass sheets for retail stores.
Or masks.
Or masks. Everybody else is like, ugh, when's this going to end?
Yeah.
But yeah, we're doing as well as we can be, I guess. We're seeing fairly decent volumes on the commercial side, so enough to keep the lights on and keep things safe for everybody. Cars are kind of down, but you know, little hints that things are on the horizon is always nice to see. And you know, we got a little boost in August. One of the things I say, two times nothing is still nothing, but I think we've doubled our car traffic in the last month, which is nice to see. It's still, you know, in the hundreds per day as opposed to thousands, but it's nice to see a little bit of movement on that front.
So we're getting, people always say, well, there's light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, yeah, it's just been a really long tunnel, but
yeah.
We're seeing more of the light at the end of that tunnel, I think. At least are you cautious these days down there, like many, because of like, you know, things open up and then, oh, we're shut down again, or are you just, focusing on the final prize of
moving forward? Yeah, I think we kind of, at this point, we block out the noise, put our nose to the wheel, our nose to the ground, and just do what we can every day with the hope that someday things will be different. I think we've stopped kind of trying to second guess what's going to happen and we'll just live with the reality that we've got, you know?
Yeah. I know one of the things that's important to the staff at the Federal Bridge Corporation is getting out in the community where the bridges are and giving back. You know, I mean, you guys have done like gardens and different ways of like supporting different food banks, et cetera. You've got to be missing being able to do that.
Well, actually, we're still staying fairly active on that front. I actually had a little note to myself to bring that up with you, which is great. So thanks for bringing the topic up. But we do a lot of work in Sarnia with the Inn of the Good Shepherd. And in particular, they have a site called the Lodge, which is like a residence for people. We maintain a vegetable garden there and to kind of acknowledge or thank us for our work that we've done with that garden. They've actually put a plaque up on it, and it's now the Federal Bridge Corporation garden at the Inn of the Good Shepherd. And even more recently, we've supported their they've had some back to school drives, like a food drive and a school supply drive, and our staff has been really generous and committed in helping these causes, and we dropped off a bunch of stuff just a week ago for them. So, yeah, they're like our little patron cause in the community.
Yeah, well, that's great. I had no idea. I'm glad you shared that, because so many other organizations have had to freeze, you know, some of their support, like Day of Caring for the United Way. They're not able to go in front. So it's great that you've been able to carry, because I know that's part of the philosophy of the Federal Bridge Corporation as well, is to give back into the communities that
and that's
for you.
Exactly. And that's an employee philosophy as well as like a corporate or management philosophy, right? It's grassroots, and everyone's really engaged in it, and everyone really enjoys what they do when they support any, you know, here in Ottawa, we have another homeless shelter that we support that's very similar type of arrangement, and similarly in other locations too.
Right. Very good. Well, let's talk about the root of it all, the evil side of it, the money. Because, you know, I see, and there's a few things we can get into here. We'll start with the media release that you put out, but I wouldn't mind talking as much as you can about the Michigan side of things as well. I know there's only so much you can say because that's really not your control, but because we'll just say it now, they're putting their tolls up, right?
Yeah, when I first saw the announcement, like we plan toll reviews every 6 months just to make sure that things are rational. You know, covering our costs and expenses is probably the biggest one, but also we look at the parity between the two exchange rates for Canadian to U.S. Yeah. and make sure that we're aligned. And we were talking about doing something on our side, and then all of a sudden I get a press release that comes out with Michigan making an adjustment, and I'm looking at this going, oh no, what have they done? How is it? Then I actually did the math. Right. And I found the math is exactly the same as our math. It's just they're doing it from a U.S. perspective. So what they've done is, because the Canadian dollar is stronger, has been over the last 6 months or so, they've lowered the Canadian toll rate for cars coming in and trucks even. And whereas what we did is we found that the U.S. dollar is weaker. Therefore, we had to increase our U.S. rates. But really, it's two sides of the same coin. Just kind of at first glance, it goes, well, what's going on here? They're coming down. Why are they coming down? But it's the exact same effect, just reflected on the different currencies.
Yeah. And that's interesting, you know, that the Canadian dollar is stronger. Like, I think the last time we saw that was... well, don't quote me, but like I remember in the 90s.
Yeah.
Right. Like we used to get in a taxi and go over to Port Huron to party, and it was Canadian money at par. And, yeah. and it was, we had enough money for a few pitchers of beer and taxi fare home.
Yeah, the good old days. I think it went as bad as almost 1.5, but I think now it's down to sort of 1.25 or so. Yeah. Like it was like 1.33 for a little while, but I think it's 1.25 right now. So.
Yeah, and it's expected to hold that way for – I follow that stuff too, so it's expected to hold that way for a little while. But, again, who knows, the powers to be that control the markets could switch that pretty quickly, the banks, whatever. And then how well do for those that are able to cross over into the States right now, how well do people handle that price change, whether it be increase – well, if it's an increase, nobody likes that.
Yeah, it's more psychological than anything, because the spending power you're getting out of it is pretty much the same, right? So yeah. At the end of the day, the other thing too is whatever someone's paying at a commercial, you know, if you go to a restaurant or whatever, everybody's charging whatever, right? So it's hard to really say that there's a theme to the exchange rate when everybody's doing something a little bit different from everybody else. The other side of it too is, don't forget, a lot of retailers, us included, we're not actually taking cash right now.
Right.
So it in a sense, the adjustment is more psychological, because if anybody's paying, they're paying debit or credit. You're paying with an American credit card. Your bank is the one setting the exchange rate when they convert it. We charge everybody in Canadian dollars. So
yeah,
it's more philosophical than anything else at this point.
Yeah, right. Well, at the end of the day, you have to, I mean, you are a business, right? At the same time, you have to cover your costs, and you got to make some money, right, to pay for stuff. And I think at least, like, I've lived in Sarnia all my life. I never left. And so I've taken advantage of the bridge before there were two and enjoyed being able to cross that bridge into our friends in the United States, whether it was for travel or shopping or eating, whatever the reason was. It's kind of an advantage to living in a border town, but it's an advantage that we took advantage of, if you know what I mean.
Where you take it, like, granted. Yeah, take it for granted.
Take it for granted, right. And I mean, I've seen history, read history on the bridge here in Sarnia, like all the maintenance and the workers and who was involved from all the different tradespeople and unions. And like, there's a whole lot going on there, and a constant maintenance program, I would think.
Yeah, it never ends. Like we're constantly chipping away at rust, fixing all the rust protection coatings that we have. Like most of it's paint, right? But
right.
And you get it, have to get into every little nook and cranny. There's a bunch of hidden spots inside the infrastructure that aren't obvious, but they corrode just as well. All that water going by, there's always moisture, right? So
yeah,
it's a never-ending battle. And you mentioned, you know, trying to make a profit. We just try to cover our costs, really, at the end of the day. So sometimes we have to build up a nest egg because we know we have a major repair work coming up on something. For example, on both of those spans, all the surface of the deck needs maintenance because right. it gets, you know, tires wear it down over time. So a lot of that maintenance work on the bridge decks was scheduled to happen this summer, you know, right now. But with no income, we had to defer all those work. So that work is not going to go away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably work on it 2 years from now with our fingers crossed is when, you know, we have to keep the safety of it going. You know,
I was
going to
say deferring as far as you can without sacrificing any safety concerns.
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And you have to work with the US side of too, I would think, to
coordinate all of that. We have to work with them to synchronize their activities on one front. We have to work with the Canadian federal government in case there's some programs that they want. Like let's say, for example, if they have some environmental projects, you know, that they want done, we have to work with them to make sure we're compliant with what they want.
Sorry, go ahead.
That stuff ain't free, right?
It's not. Go figure.
Yeah. Go figure. Yeah.
that's the stuff I bring that forefront because in the conversation, because that's the stuff that we who use the bridge, we just don't think about it. It's like, come on, what's taking so long? Hurry up. Right. When I get over there.
Like one of the things that I've been dealing with in my on the Crown side, the government side of stuff, is when COVID first hit. We all figured, okay, this is a couple of weeks, couple of months, maybe something like that. So we tried to tread water as long as we could on our own.
Yeah.
We wound up going through over $20 million worth of our reserves just to stay alive. You know, and there's no end in sight officially, right? So
longest 2 weeks ever.
Yeah, exactly. So right now we're all like, okay, when can we actually begin the work that we'd saved up for? Because we don't really know when those things will happen.
Before I let you go, there's a question that I've always, and I wrote it down because I've been meaning to ask several times that you've been here. Do you have to have cooperation like with Marine Traffic and Coast Guard as well? Is there partnerships there or? Communication, I guess, would be the better word.
Communication, yeah. Not so much at Blue Water because the clearance there is really high.
It's 47 meters high.
Yeah, it's huge, right? So while there's, let's call it an environmental concern for waterway protection, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That falls under fisheries and oceans kind of stuff. But there's more of that collaboration at some of the other sites, like Sault Ste. Marie, I'm trying to go through the list. Sault Ste. Marie does a lot of work with Parks Canada because a lot of what's under the bridge there is Parks Canada wetlands.
Oh, okay.
Thousand Islands is a complicated nature environment too. a lot of collaboration goes in to a certain degree, like with Customs and Border Protection and Canadian Border Services Agency. And they have relationships with the Coast Guard people because there's a border there. And even if it's a river, it's still a coast from both sides. So the relationships are deep, let's say, and they go in a lot of little directions that you wouldn't necessarily think are obvious.
Yeah. Well, Todd, thank you so much for your time here. It's nice to have you back and see you again. And thanks for putting the picture in the background. I know you worked hard at that green screen thing.
It's my pleasure. Hope to come back soon. We, you know, hopefully we can have a chat when the border criteria is a little different and things are going, and then we can talk about what's in store for the bridge on a long-term plan as opposed to...
I might be heading to Ottawa before Christmas. So if I do, I'll look you up and see if we're anywhere near each other. Right on. Todd Keeley, thank you. Yeah, thanks so much, and I'll be in touch. I got some other questions for you, but we'll save it for next time.
All right, no problem. Thanks anytime, Todd. David.
Todd Keeley from the Federal Bridge Corporation. Always nice to have him back. We started having him, it was a couple of years ago now, actually. Wow, longest 2 weeks ever. And there's always some great updates going on with the Federal Bridge. Find out more at federalbridge.ca. And there's quite a history on all these bridges. And I've been reading more and more about the Blue Water Bridge, and really quite a history there on how it was built. I remember when the second bridge was built. There was a big opening. Anyway, thank you so much, Todd Keeley, for being here. We'll look forward to having you back again soon. All right, my dear friend, who's been waiting so patiently, he's been sitting here. He was sitting here before I even sat in my chair to do the show. My friend, very dear friend, Don Fernandez. How you doing, buddy?
Not bad. Yourself, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Coming live to us from Blue Water Health.
Yeah. I'm actually in my hospital room right now.
So you might you're in your room, right?
Yeah, I'm in my room right now, so you might see one of my nurses poke their heads in every once in a while.
All right, well, we'll make them famous too.
Yeah.
Before we go into anything, Dom, boy, we couldn't have timed this really any better, because today is your 45th birthday, so happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you very much. And if you remember, Dave, 27 years ago, we met at Marsonville.
27 years. Wow.
And it's hard to believe that it's up for sale.
Yes.
And it's closed.
I was thinking that it was, you and I met there 27 years ago. I was there 30 years ago when I started.
Yeah.
And that was just a big part of my life for 3 years. And has been a big part of so many people's lives, from bowling to karaoke to five-pin bowling and just hanging out. So it'll be interesting to see how that happens. Yeah. But happy 45th birthday, and let's go back over, even the last couple of years, you've written a book that's been available on Amazon for almost 2 years now, right?
Yeah, almost 2 years. It's doing pretty well. I've signed autographs for a few of the staff here at the hospital, and I always welcome students come into my room to learn getting hands-on experience.
Yeah.
Not a lot of patients are willing to do that. Some aren't. But hi, Jesse, how you doing? I've been here almost 6 months. As you've seen the video that I posted on Facebook and in quarantine sessions there, I performed at Refined Fool 3 weeks ago this Thursday with my good friend Derek Donkers.
Yep.
It was very interesting. First time I ever performed live doing an acoustic set.
Yep.
And I see my friend Sherry's there saying hello. It was a new experience. I'm actually going to be performing with Derek again October 16th at Refined Pool downtown. Same time, 8 till 10. And Derek's actually going to help me write some music of my own using my book and my personal quotes as an inspiration.
Very nice. Well, October 16th, that's a Saturday, so... I've already marked it on my calendar. I was sorry that I had to miss the first one. I really wanted to be there. I was certainly there with you in spirit, and I know a few of our friends like Chantel and some others were there. Yeah. I think you had a lot of people show up to give you support. Were you nervous about that?
No, not really. After doing karaoke
nothing scares you.
Doing public speaking. Getting up in front of crowds, it's not a big deal.
Yeah. It's different though, singing with live musician than karaoke, right?
Yeah, it is. It's a whole different monster.
Yeah.
Learning, knowing, coming on key and when to go out, come back.
I get it. Been there, done that. Derek, I prefer karaoke.
Derek's been helping me Now that I have a laptop up here with me at the hospital, I'm able to get back on Facebook and back in quarantine sessions, and just started doing my karaoke pool again.
Yep.
I just did the first two songs today. If anybody wants to check them out, first song I did was The Chain by Fleetwood Mac.
Nice.
And then the second one was Disturbed's version of The Sound of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, very good. Well, I want to go back a little further here. And there's, a couple of questions that have been on my mind. I mean, not just for the interview, but as a friend as well. Yep. I mean, it's.
Yep.
So you've been close to 20 years now fighting off multiple sclerosis, MS.
Yeah.
And, in the beginning, you sort of talked about in your book, you didn't really take it seriously, you weren't sure what's going to happen, and then things started to not work, and then that's when you knew, reality sort of set in a little more, and then, you had your mental health issues, and you were drinking lots, and, you had other thoughts about how to end your life, and you've pushed through all of this stuff, and then you get going, and then you're back in the hospital 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And to be honest, that didn't look really good.
No, it didn't, actually.
It didn't look really good. And there were some hard conversations that you had to have with family.
Yeah.
You and I had a really difficult conversation that needed to be had, or it needed to be discussed.
Exactly.
Not one that I was ever looking forward to.
No.
And now you're you still talk. You've always talked. Chantel and I were out one day talking about you behind your back. We were he's got goals. And how do you, I guess what I'm saying is there's a moment when some of us would go, okay, but there's a reality going and you're not accepting here. You're still making plans to go to school. You want to go out and sing. You want to write another book. You want to, great to set goals.
Yeah.
But now you're kind of proving some of us wrong. You're just kind of but I'm still doing. And he did get out and do the thing, and he's going to do. Do you ever feel like you got to push through no matter what anybody else says, even though they mean well and it's out of love that they're saying the things they are to you?
Exactly. Yeah. I just push through. I don't let nothing stop me. There's no quitting this guy.
Yeah. Well, what's the alternative choice, right?
Yeah. You can let sit back and let things just.
Right.
You're older, but that's not me. That's not who I am.
Yeah. And that's honestly been part of the discussion. It's who are, easy for us to say.
Yeah.
Why, we don't say, come on, Dom, smarten up. This is, it's over. You can't do that, right?
Yeah.
And I would never say that to you, but our conversation was about your health and some reality. And it's but this is my reality, Dave. And that's what I'm, who am I to tell you? Right. And that's been one of your strengths, I know, and something I've admired. I think of a lot of movies of football players who would never walk again, people who would never swim again, all these things. And and at the end, I said to some people, why not Dom?
Yeah. When I finished my little set there at Serpine Pool, I gave one of my personal quotes, and it got quite a round of applause. It was, you can't take life for granted. You have to live life to the fullest, because tomorrow's never promised, and you never know what it'll bring. So,
right.
And I told everyone, keep that in mind. That was a big round of applause.
Yeah, well, and I think most of us have heard that, live like you were dying, live it to the full. We've all probably even said that to somebody else.
Yeah.
But how serious do we really take that type of thing until something like this happens to us, or we see someone like you sitting in front of us, honest to God, when I have a bad day, Dom, I think of you, buddy, and I go, who am I to be complaining?
You're not the only one, Dave. I've had numerous people say that to me. And, when I'm sitting outside just to get some air, people will walk by and they'll just sit there and they'll chat and ask me why I'm in the wheelchair. And I'll tell them, I have MS. And and then one gentleman that I spoke to, it was a 5-second conversation at first. he unlocked his bicycle and then put his helmet down and sat down on the bench beside me. We just started talking and told him about what I, you know, me having MS and what I do, and about doing the concert that just passed. And, you know, just to make a long story short, this gentleman said, you know, he had a gut feeling that he just had to talk to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, usually, you know, with your gut feeling, it's your gut feelings are generally about 100% of the time is right. Yeah.
Some of us could learn to listen to it more often. I don't know if you were probably listening at the beginning. I had a little bit of a rant there about people protesting the hospital.
Yeah.
Do you want to share any personal input on that?
I wouldn't recommend protesting the hospital. Like you said, the hospital is here to, they have to follow the government guidelines. And I do see a lot of people coming in and out of the hospital to visit their loved ones or for doctor's appointments or so forth. If people protest the hospital, they're not going to have access. I guarantee two doors that they would protest would be the Russell Street door and the emergency door. Those are two main accesses, and you can't block those.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Dom, I'm super proud of you. You know that, but I got to keep reminding you of that. You've become a big inspiration to so many people, not just locally, but around the planet. I know we've got some mutual friends on different corners of the world, and they're watching. And did you ever think, like, going back like years earlier in the beginning of all of this, did you have any idea that you would ever have this kind of impact on others?
Honestly, no, I didn't. It's a very humbling feeling to know that. And I appreciate everybody that supports me in every way, shape, and form. And those that bought my book, I appreciate that. And just a little heads up, if people want to show up at the Flying Fool early on the 16th of October, I'll be there a little bit early. If you have a copy of my book, you can bring it down there. I'll sign it. And
awesome.
You can get a picture with me.
Awesome. I've already got lots of pictures with you, but when I make it down there, I need a newer one.
Yep. Bring your book with you. I'll sign it.
I've certainly got the book. The guy that wrote the foreword in that book, he was a pretty smart guy too, I think.
Yeah, and you know, the way he wrote that, Dave, I was thoroughly impressed because it really draws people into the book.
Well, you're a part of all that, buddy, and I'm so glad that we've been friends for 27 years, and it's nice to good timing, like I said, to have you here. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
And I know I don't have to tell you this, but because I'm sure you still have your bad days too, but
I have my bad days, but who doesn't?
Yeah, right. Well, just keep doing what you're doing, because you're changing the world, buddy, and you're having all kinds of positive impact on so many people. Yeah. And I'm proud to call you my friend, and I love you so much for you and everything you've done in this community. Keep going, buddy.
I'm actually going to be working with my brother, too. I'm going to be launching my own clothing line as well.
Like you don't have enough to do. You need a clothing line, too, right?
Yeah, I got to keep myself busy.
Awesome. Dom, thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of your day, my friend. I'll be by to see you soon.
All right, sounds great. Thanks, Dave, for having me. And I'll see everybody on the flip side.
My dear friend, Dom Fernandez, every time I talk to him, which probably isn't often enough, he's just, there he is. He's inspiring, right? And I'm not kidding. When I have a bad day or whatever, and both Jennifer and I would go, well, just let's think of Dom, you know, and he's had an incredible impact on so many in our community, and he just keeps going. I mean, you heard part of that conversation, you know, there's some things without getting into detail. It's like, okay, Dom, like, don't take on too much, you know, because you're going to hurt yourself or your health won't be good. And, you know, we've had our tough conversations as friends. And then I'm like, well, I'm really not surprised that he did that. I'm really not surprised that he's doing that, you know. So really proud of him for that. And if you want to find out more about Dom, you go on to Amazon and look up My Journey with MS, A Long Road. I've got my copy. I don't have it signed yet. No, I didn't get it signed. So I'm going to see him on October the 16th down at Refined Fool. You can too. Get your copy on Amazon. Proceeds, percentage of the proceeds from the book, Dom is donating to the MS Society. So win for Dom. Help him sell his book. For the time that he spent to put it and money that he spent to put it together and help support the MS Society and spread a really positive word. Thanks again, Dom. And one more shout out to my friend Barry and his wife for donating. Lizzie Learns to Love Herself. You can see them at Matlock's Publishing on all the different social medias. And if you haven't done it already, I'm getting closer to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. Simply go to youtube.com/DavBurrows and all my other different social medias as well. We're now also streaming on LinkedIn Live, which I'm really excited for that. And for all of you who are watching here today, thank you so much for being here. And thanks again to all of my supporters and to all of you. Mark November 6th on your calendar. Everybody, November 6th on your calendar. I'll be celebrating 10 years of the show. I will announce next week where we're going to be holding that, and we're confirming a few things. But November 6th, there will be a party, guidelines willing. And if the guidelines change, we'll find another way. But November 6th, 10 years celebrating the show, we're going to have a lot of fun at that party for sure. Make sure you mark that down so you know to be there. And next week, I will announce where we're going to be. But that's all the time I got for you this week. Have a great week and an even better weekend. I will see you next time right here on the show. Bye for now. Click.